And hello, and welcome to the Lionel Shipman Ship Shape Your Finances Show here on the CWR Network. And I am your host, Lionel Shipman. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight, and thank God for another day to make a positive impact in the lives of others. I want to give a big thanks to all of my regular listeners, and welcome to all of my new listeners. That opening music is called Flame by Candy Dulfer. If you did not know, April is Financial Literacy Month. It is a month that's set aside where we highlight the importance of financial literacy and to teach Americans how to establish and maintain healthy financial habits. Now, tonight would be the final show or the last show for this month in celebration of Financial Literacy Month. And we have had some fantastic guests over the last 3 weeks, and we have another great guest tonight. Very special guest, Ms. Pamela McCoy, is in the house tonight, and you will hear her live in the main segment. We will be talking about financial literacy, among many other topics tonight. The call-in number is 917-889-8078. Again, the call-in number is 917-889-8078. Now, in celebration of Financial Literacy Moment, Financial Literacy Month, I would like for you to listen to this financial literacy moment.
Most Americans never leave home without either a debit or credit card in their possession. In fact, debit card use has actually now surpassed credit card use among consumers. But despite their popularity, some of us are confused about the security features that protect debit card use. Financial expert, journalist, and best-selling author Gene Chatsky.
Most of the protections which guard debit card holders from fraudulent or unauthorized charges like zero liability are typically in effect whenever a cardholder signs for a purchase or makes a purchase online. For instance, what zero liability means is that cardholders pay nothing for unauthorized purchases made on their debit cards.
Chatsky says debit card use can be used as an effective budgeting tool and offers these tips for consumers for using their debit cards responsibly.
I want you to record all of your transactions so that you know your current balance. Make sure you review your statements carefully and call your financial institution immediately if you ever suspect there's been a mistake. Also, choose a unique PIN and be sure to keep it private. Don't write it down and carry it around with you.
More information about debit card security protections is available at practicalmoneyskills.com. I'm Lee Shepherd.
All right, we're going to take, as we've done the whole month, we're taking an early break this evening to give way to a special guest tonight so we can have hopefully a very helpful, informative discussion regarding financial literacy. So please stand by, and we'll be back right after this break.
Listening to the Lionel Shipman Shape Your Finances Show with host Lionel Shipman on the CWR Network.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Lionel Shipman Shape Your Finances Show with your host, Lionel Shipman, on the CWR Network.
Well, tonight we have a very special guest. She has more than 28 years of experience in the credit industry. Recognized among top industry professionals, Pamela has been named as one of Collection and Credit Risk Top Women in Credit and Collections, and has been nominated for Tampa Business Woman of the Year from 2007 through 2011. She is passionately inspired by her work, and her goal is to strengthen our community, networks, and individuals through delivering powerful credit, educational awareness, and financial literacy tools via financial capability education seminars and one-on-one consultation. She's also an author. Ms. McCoy is often called on by television news and other media broadcasts to provide professional opinion and insight into the world of financial security. She is also the president of Bonafide Credit Consultants, LLC. The company provides real solutions toward financial capability education. Let's give a warm welcome to Ms. Pamela McCoy. Hello, Pamela. How are you?
I am doing well and excited and glad to be here, Lionel. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome, Pamela. Glad that you were able to be here tonight. And as I've said, especially over this month, I want to take full advantage of all my guests and their knowledge and their experience regarding financial literacy and in celebration of Financial Literacy Month. So, Pamela, would you please tell our listeners a little bit more about your company, Bonafide Credit Consultants, and what you provide for your clients through that?
Well, Bonafide Credit Consultants was birthed, if you will, in 2008. And at that time, I still was full-time at a credit card bank, vice president of collections, recovery, and fraud, which kept me pretty busy. So I was kind of doing double duty, if you will, wearing multiple hats. But it kind of was a natural progression with what I was doing, of course, being on the collection side of the banking industry at that time. And it provides me an opportunity really to educate, which is the motto of the company, to educate, to empower, to evolve, to enlighten, and enrich each individual or family or organization that I have an opportunity to serve. And that truly is our goal at Bonafide Credit Consultants, is really to provide those services and those tools to each and every one that we have the opportunity that we're blessed to get in front of, you know, because everyone can benefit from improving. And I use the term financial capability education as opposed to financial literacy, only because I firmly believe that everyone has some level, some capability as it relates to their finances. And so it's our goal to just come along them and build upon that capability that they already have. So with that said, we don't have a cookie-cutter curriculum, if you will. Everything that we customize based on the audience or the entity that's hiring us to provide the service to them. So it's very relevant to that particular audience.
Okay, great. So you work with companies, schools, and things like that?
Absolutely. Our clientele is very diverse. We do churches, we do schools, colleges, universities. I spend time with teens and youth as well. I do women's groups and book clubs, and I mean, you name it, because again, you know, you said it kind of in the beginning of your show, everyone really has a need for this knowledge. it's foundational and fundamental in everything that we do, our everyday life. So absolutely.
Yeah, it's almost like I've made that statement, money makes the world go round and round. I can say the same thing regarding credit because it involves money and money experiences and everything. So thank you so much for what the services that you provide.
You're quite welcome.
Yeah. Now, would you tell us a little bit about, I've asked this question as well, and people have heard me talk about my own experiences, so I'm going to yield the floor. Tell us about your money experience growing up. You know, how was it? Did you have the education? Were you provided, you know, a lot of financial, knowledge growing up? Or how was your money experience growing up?
Well, my experience, I would have to say it might be a little unique from others, but very foundational, and in terms of the irony of that this ultimately ended up being my profession. My parents were very savvy when it comes to finances. I was not fortunate to be born with that spoon in my mouth. Was active duty military, so he was enlisted, and so if you know back in the day, you know that was not he was an ultimate millionaire by any stretch of the imagination, but my dad was naturally gifted with the ability to manage money, and I would say you know got his education and degrees and things through the military, but I would say that I would put my dad's knowledge of money against any CFO any day. We used jokingly say as a kid that my dad could squeeze the buffalo off a nickel. In terms of his ability with money, you know, raising a wife and four kids, you know, from an airman, you know, and he ultimately did 28 years in the military or what have you. And we lived a decent life. I mean, I've never seen a hungry day, never, you know, been without a roof over my head or clothes on my back, and ultimately had a lot of the things that I wanted, not all the things that I wanted, but a lot that I did. And he taught us a lot about money, what it means, the true meaning, the true cost, how to value money. And in fact, my dad used to always say this one quote. And so when I do a workshop or seminar, I always open it with this quote. And that is that credit cards should be used to buy time and not money. And, of course, as a youth, I didn't get that, didn't really understand what that meant as a youth. But he said it often, so one thing I did know is that it was important because he said it often.
Yes.
And so when I do my seminars, I throw that quote out there at the beginning and then challenge the participants to explain to me what that means by the end of the seminar. And so I'll say it again, credit cards should be used to buy time and not money. And so I would like to challenge the listeners for the first person who can email me at info@bonafidecc, that's B as in boy, O as in October, N as in Nancy, A as in apple, the number 5, D as in dog, C as in cat, seasoncat.com, with the subject definition of quote, the first person to respond to me the correct answer, I will send them an autographed copy of my book.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, we're gonna love you. You challenged us first of all, but then you reward by doing something. So that's fantastic. Give us the email address one more time. Make sure that we all got it.
It's info@bonafidecc.com. BONA5DCC.com.
Perfect. Okay, listeners, get to thinking about that quote and get that response to Pamela. And hey, you have the opportunity, possibly getting an autographed copy of her book. Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Good. Now, of course, many people have heard. We as financial professionals talk about needs versus wants versus desires, and then just hearing how you were brought up that you had some knowledge and experience of money, a positive experience. Please share with us, with the listeners, some perspective regarding needs versus wants versus desires, because sometimes we have a tendency to confuse the two or three, or we're more apt to get to focus on the wants as opposed to the needs.
Okay. Well, the analogy that I like to use to kind of put it in perspective is water, and that's something that we all can relate to. Our body actually needs water. So that's an undisputed fact that our body needs water to survive. Mm-hmm. And so that need can be met in several different ways. Need can be met by tap water, which is free, relatively speaking. Mm-hmm. And but then we might want to say, you know, a slight little upgrade on meeting that need. That would be, say, the store brand water, you know, the nice brand, the Publix brand, or what have you, of the water. That, too, meets the need, but that costs us a little extra. Then you might upgrade a little further to, say, the Perrier, the Dasani brand type water. Those, too, meet the need, but they cost even more.
So
when you think about it in that perspective, the need is something that is undeniable. It has to be met. But we have to think about how are we going to meet that need. The same can be true when you're thinking about clothing or electronics or what have you. Clothing, yeah, we need clothes on our back, but do they have to be designer clothing? You know, you can buy a pair of black pants from Walmart. You can buy a pair of black pants from, you know, Macy's, or you can buy a pair of black pants off of Rodeo Drive. They all are black pants and will meet the need, but the price tag is very different depending on where you purchase them. And so when you're thinking about that from a financial perspective, you know, as Samuel L. Jackson says in his commercial, what's your wallet? That's define where you get those black pants, not what's in someone else's wallet or who you might be trying to impress by the label in the pants. Your wallet should dictate where you're purchasing those black pants, because you have to live another day, financially speaking.
I love how you stated that. I love that analogy regarding the water. It made me think about here in the Bay Area. There was a manufacturing a place here, warehouse that made the khaki pants. Dress slacks, and they provided for, you know, several different brand names. I won't mention the names, but they were the brand name out there. But they also made for, you know, the mom and pop or the small retail type shops. And the only difference is, just like you said, the only difference is the label and the price.
Exactly.
Actually, it was and this is so neat, so unique, because it was the exact same khakis that were on the high brand name versus the one that we get out of Walmart or where have you. So you're right. The price point shouldn't matter. You know, it should matter when it comes to the wallet. But meeting the true need, that is the that's where we should be taking it from. And we're so inundated with advertisement. We're so inundated with television, with entertainment, to tell us that we need to have the brand name. We need to have the top of the line. And we are allowing our wallets and our appetite to feed into that. So I love that analogy.
A possession obsession. We can't even see the for the trees. We're so obsessed with possessing things that we're not even thinking about the financial impact.
Yeah. Just spend just so you can have it. And you hit on something else when you mentioned about purchasing things to impress and trying to keep up with someone else. You know, I spoke one time And I mentioned that, you know, we see these athletes that are making millions of dollars a year, or we see our favorite entertainer making millions of dollars a year. Now, they can afford, first of all, they can afford to go out and buy the quote-unquote brand-name clothes, because a lot of time they're actually modeling those clothes for those brand-name brand labels. But for somebody like us common people that are making nowhere near $1 million a year or a couple of million dollars a year, we cannot spend like they can spend because we're not making the money that they are making. It reminds me of that quote from my dad. Don't try to live a champagne life on a beer budget. It just doesn't work.
You know, the irony of it is the more money that you make, i.e. these athletes and celebrities that you speak of, the more money that you make, the less money you have to spend for those things. And what I mean by that is someone, say, in Oprah doesn't have to buy those expensive things because the designer of those expensive things wants her to wear those expensive things so that they can say, Oprah's wearing my expensive thing, so that others might desire to wear said thing just because Oprah has it. And, you know, so Joe Schmo, the average Joe, is using his last dollar to buy this thing that Oprah got for free, and who can better afford to pay for that thing? You know, it's crazy, this cycle, when you really think about the financial side of this cyclical obstacle that we run on every day, like hamsters on a wheel. We really just have to get a handle on our finances, and it all starts with our mindset and our clear understanding of how do we as an individual, as a family, define money. And that really starts that what's in your wallet, you know, not what's in my wallet or the person, the neighbor's wallet or your boss's wallet. What's in your wallet? Let that be your guide.
Absolutely. I agree totally. Which kind of leads into my another area, you know, that we just finished up the tax season. Hopefully many of you did receive a tax refund. I was fortunate enough, my wife and I, we received one. And, you know, we've finished that out. I know a lot of CPAs and tax accountants, they are on vacation now because they got the first round completed, or the major round completed for the year.
Right.
But what do we do at this point, Pamela, seeing that we have either received a tax refund back, or in some cases, some people have had to pay out taxes. But what do we do now? All the hustle and bustle is over. What's going on now with people? What should we do, or what's going on at this point?
Well, now that it's over, we kind of start beginning and preparing for next tax season. You know, just a word of caution, if you received a large tax return, I would just caution and say that's not necessarily a good thing. Because the ideal scenario is that you're kind of breaking even and as close to zero as you can be. The large tax return says that you gave Uncle Sam a lot of money to hold for you for 12 months, and he just gave it back to you. You could have had that same money on your side of the equation and have invested it and let that money work for you and made a profit on said money over the same 12 months. So need to kind of talk about that. So if that's your situation, give me a call, give your tax preparer a call or something, because you really need to kind of get closer to zero in 2018. Tax year. 2018 is going to be an anomaly. We don't really have time to talk about all of that at this time, but I would just say, from personal perspective as well as a small business perspective, keep up with all of your receipts, because we really just don't know yet what 2018 really means for tax season because of all of the tax changes that have taken place and have not yet been really interpreted yet. So we really don't know what it means. We just know that there's changes.
Right,
so,
absolutely.
Just buckle up, buckle tight, you know, be prepared. Don't throw away anything. When in doubt, keep it. I highly recommend scanning you know, as opposed to the paper, because paper gets lost, and this would not be the time to have misplaced a piece of paper only to find out that it was a very, very important piece of paper that you need.
Yes.
So scanning, I highly recommend scanning receipts and documents, you know, whenever in doubt, make sure that it's electronic so you can put your hands on it, you know, 6-9 months from now, just in case you need it.
Perfect. Oh, great. Well, you gave us something to go on. I mean, it's because so many people, you know, when they pass this point of tax season, it's like, okay, that's over. But knowing now, we need to start preparing, because you're right. There's a lot with the tax laws changing a bit. The new tax bill that was just approved and put forth. You're right. The potential of having a lot of changes for this tax season is definitely extremely high. So encourage all my listeners, keep all your receipts, all of your papers, keep everything on hand, scan, as Pamela made mention of. That's a very good tip for all of us to do as we finish out this year, which is unbelievable that we are in almost at the end of April, which is unbelievable that time is going by. Seems like to be rather fast for the year. But, wow, I'm coming up to the end of my show. I cannot believe this. Pamela, I'm gonna have to ask this question. Will you please come back?
I certainly will.
Perfect. Because I have some other questions that I have to ask, and I think that will be beneficial for the listening audience to hear and to get your expertise and get some good, I call it nuggets of knowledge from you. Well, perfect. We're gonna have to schedule another time to get Pamela back on the show to finish out this segment. Because I still have some questions to ask. And as always, I have more information than I do time. So,
but I want to know about my upcoming seminar. I don't want to miss out on that, because I want all the ladies, all your female listeners to quickly sign up tomorrow. There's going to be a flash sale at 5:55 p.m.
Okay,
so
tell us the full detail. Go ahead. Tell us the full detail.
The seminar will be June the 23rd from 9 to 1. The title of the seminar is F5, Fueling Financial Fire for Females. Sorry, guys, this is women only. But tomorrow at 5:55 p.m., to be in line with the F5, the flash sale will happen via Eventbrite or via my website, www.bonafidecc.com. They can purchase their tickets. During the flash sale, there's only going to be 15 flash sale tickets available. So first come, first serve. They want to make sure that they're there to get that $20 off during the flash sale. So, you know, only 15 tickets available during the flash sale. So be there.
Okay.
www.bonafidecc.com. And while they're there, they can also pick up a copy of my book for their friend, because if they come to the seminar, they'll also their ticket will include a copy of my book.
Okay, perfect. Now, the last time I saw you, most of the time when I see you out, you have something on, a great advertisement. Now, you have other products there as well, right?
I do. I have 2 T-shirts still fine on the website as well.
Okay, perfect. So make sure you check out our website. She has some great I'm a little jealous because I don't have anything for me, but I think I need to get on the website and get me something as well. But great, great book, great information, great products out there. For Pamela. So please take advantage of getting to the website. If you want to get to that seminar, you need to get register by tomorrow afternoon at 5:55. Was that correct?
Sale starts at 5:55 tomorrow for the $20 off discounted tickets, but then the early bird tickets will kick in after that. But I want your listeners to be able to take advantage of the $20 off. But not to fret, the seminar is not until June the 23rd, so there'll be plenty of time to get tickets. I just wanted to be able to take advantage of the sale.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Perfect, perfect. Now, as we get ready to close, would you be so kind to kind of give us or give the listeners about 2, maybe 3 good financial tips or some good financial advice as we come to a close tonight?
One, Don't forget my daddy's quote that credit cards should be used to buy time and not money. And really, with needs, wants, and desires, I need your listeners to really just focus on the needs. Focus on your needs. The wants and desires, they'll come in time, but we need to focus on our needs, and that is directly tied to what is in your wallet. And the key word there, your wallet, not the neighbors, not your aunt, uncle, your mom, your dad, your friends, your neighbor, your wallet. You don't have a spending plan, which we really didn't talk about tonight, you need to kind of get a spending plan that will help you with that, staying focused on your needs.
Perfect, perfect, great. Well, Pamela, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed being here.
Perfect. And we will definitely schedule another time so we can do a part two of our conversation.
Sounds like a plan.
Perfect, perfect. All right. Well, that's a wrap for tonight. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into the Lionel Shipman Ship Shape Your Finances Show. My show is weekly, every Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you are not on social media or if you're not following me on social media, I highly encourage you to do that. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. You can also connect with me on my website at www.shipmanconsulting.com. By the way, also, all of these shows here on the CWR Network, we are on Google Play, Stitcher, and iTunes. So please feel free to go back and hear some of the past shows. In addition to the past shows, you can also hear some of the archive shows on my website, in addition to Google Play, Stitcher, and iTunes. But don't let me dare forget, if you have not signed up for our newsletter, go to the CWRTalkNetwork.com website, click on the orange subscribe button, and subscribe to our newsletter. If you have not purchased my new book, Sacred Vows, The Knot or Not, it is on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For any autographed copies, yes, you can get an autographed copy. You can request it on my website at www.shipmanconsulting.com. Now, remember these words regarding your money and your life. Give cheerfully, spend carefully, and invest wisely. Now, let's go out with a little old school by Huge Groove. Talk to you next week. Thank you.